That's Ingrid Lucia from New Orleans at the Saturday Light Brigade. And coming up in just a minute, we're going to have a couple segments that I think you're going to enjoy. We're going to talk about the Summer Dreamers Academy in general, and in particular, we're going to talk about our Saturday Light Brigade radio camps.
The Solar Concert Series is back. The Summer Sun powers the sound system for Pittsburgh's first green concert series. The Solar Concert Series takes place every Wednesday at 12:15 p.m. in July and August in front of the Children's Museum in Allegheny Square. That's on Pittsburgh's historic north side, and every show is free. The Solar Concert Series is a project of the New Hazlett Theater, the Saturday Light Brigade, and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. For a complete schedule, you can visit solarconcertseries.org.
This week, the Solar Concert Series is going to feature great music from Parkersburg, West Virginia, singer-songwriter Todd Burge. Join us 12:15 for the Solar Concert Series. And I have somebody really special here in front of me right now. His name is Gabby. Hi, Gabby. It's you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How old are you?
11.
And you are going to be going to Pittsburgh Science and Technology next year?
Yes, sir.
You must really like science, I would guess, do you?
Yes, sir. It's one of my favorite subjects. I get good grades in that class.
That's terrific. What in particular do you like about science and math?
Well, math isn't my favorite, but science is just a little more interesting.
And is there something that you learned in science last year that really sparked your imagination or interest?
No, not really.
Did you learn about animals or plants or maybe a little bit about the environment?
Oh, no. I learned about gravity and that was about it. Gravity was our subject last year.
And gravity sort of is what determines how much you weigh or how easy it is to move up and down and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of neat. So what kinds of things have you done in radio camp this week, just generally? Can you tell me some of the things you learned?
This week, all we really did was write poems or sing or people just rap. Well, I did a poetry, but it was fun. But other than that, that was it.
Well, that sounds good. I have here on the phone with me Eddie Wilson. Eddie is the director of the camp. He's the program manager for Pittsburgh Public Schools and Summer Dreamers Academy. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Eddie, Gabby's here with us from camp. Do I have your name right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
G-A-B. Are you a Gabrielle? Gabrielle, but your friends call you Gabby?
Yes, sir.
And Gabby's going to be going to what grade are you going into?
Sixth grade.
Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy. And Eddie, you've been bouncing around all the camps this week. How is it the first week?
Yes, sir. It's been great. It's been a really excellent first week. We couldn't ask for better. We've had over 4,000 campers consistently for our first 5 days, and we're very impressed. We have 14 sites, and I get to enjoy watching kids do everything from come to the Children's Museum and explore radio, to learn judo, to creating their own plates and cups through Color Me Mine, and everything in between. It's been a really great week.
I can tell that you've had a busy week. You can tell, Eddie, by the end of the camp, Eddie will practically have no voice. I don't know how you do it. Now, Eddie, just for perspective, and Gabby, I think you'll find this pretty neat if you didn't know it already. But this is probably, if not the largest camp of its type in the country, one of them. And it's been written about in New York City, in the New York Times, and in other national papers. Eddie, Pittsburgh's pretty lucky to have this camp, isn't it?
I think it is. I'm really impressed with our leadership, with Dr. Lane, who was the first person that had the vision for Summer Dreamers Academy, and she, of course, passed it on to Mr. Roosevelt when he was our superintendent and is now our biggest supporter as the current superintendent. And I think we're very lucky to have the support that we have in Pittsburgh for such a camp. And I agree, Larry. We've been singled out several times by several national organizations as one of the top in the country, which is great.
Hey, Gabby, do you know what you probably would be doing without Summer Dreamers if it weren't around? How you'd probably be spending your time?
I would be sitting home bored.
Oh, Eddie, I hope you heard that.
I definitely heard that, and I've heard that from several campers, and we actually had the National Summer Learning Association do an evaluation of our camp last year, and they said that there are many hundreds of children that have the same exact answer, if not thousands, all over Pittsburgh, and so we're very happy to be able to offer this opportunity completely free of charge to all PPS students.
And I hope you haven't been bored this week. I hope things have been going well with Ms. Liz and Sam, I know, has been working with you this week, and also Ms. Sarah. It's so great, Gabby, that you were able to come down this morning. Gabby's mom is here, too. I wonder, do you want to say hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hang on, let me get a microphone on for you, and that's going to take me a second because I painted myself into a corner here. But I'm okay. You'd think I'd know how to work all these controls. That's perfect. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's really nice to be working with your daughter and to have her here. Do you have other children?
Yes, Gabrielle has three older brothers. They all graduated. Well, actually, my two eldest graduated from Pittsburgh Public School. So I have Gabrielle and Timothy that are still in school here in Pittsburgh.
And where does Timothy go to school?
Timothy is a student at Pittsburgh Perry.
Oh, terrific. Well, you're going to be four for four, I hope, with, high school graduations, because, Gabby, I can't imagine. You seem to be likely to head on to college. What would you like to do in college?
Oh, well, one thing I would like to do right now is I want to be a lawyer when I'm older, and I want to attend Duquesne University.
Excellent. That's a great thought, and I think you're going to be good at it because you're really well-spoken.
Thank you.
You have such a good speaking voice, and lawyers have to talk a lot.
Yes,
and what made you interested in being a lawyer?
Oh, well, I don't like when people get away with stuff. I don't like the fact that they get away with stuff, so I would like to put them where they belong.
So you have a lot of belief in justice and making sure that people aren't hurt.
Yes, sir.
Which is really a great way to be. Eddie, I really admire you for all the work you're doing. Were you going to say something to Gabby? I'm sorry.
I appreciate that, Larry. Yeah, I was just going to add to Gabby and to Gabby's mom. I'm sure they already know this, but for any listeners that don't, you know, Gabby will be able to pay for her first 4 years at Duquesne almost without mom having to chip in a dime because of the Pittsburgh Promise. And that's another really amazing thing that we have here in Pittsburgh. And I'm very, very proud to be here because of it.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Promise, if you're living in the city and attend Pittsburgh Public Schools and keep your grades where they need to be, you can attend virtually any school in Pennsylvania. I think, Eddie, it's $20,000 per year towards college. Do I have that right?
So it's $10,000 per year. It's actually for the next graduating class only $5,000 because they weren't sure that they'd be able to make the $10,000 per year leap. But starting next May, and for the graduating class of 2013, it's $10,000 a year. And that may even be for the graduating class of 2012. I'd have to check on that. Definitely by the time that Gabby graduates, it's $10,000 per year to almost any Pennsylvania school.
Yeah, I must. I must
really
have
amazing.
been. I must have been thinking 4 times 5 when I said 20, but I'll give away all of Salim's money, if I'm not careful.
And that's what Salim would do if he had his druthers, so yeah. I think that's just fine.
We're talking about Salim Gibran, who manages the Pittsburgh Promise, and isn't that a wonderful thing?
It is. Gabrielle's brothers are recipients of the Pittsburgh Promise, and they are definitely
fantastic. Definitely
has been a great help to me.
Oh, great. Where are they in life now?
Clifton is a student at Point Park, and he works at UPS. And William, who just graduated this past June, will begin his college years at CCAC, and he hopes to transfer into Robert Morris.
Gabby, you're the only girl among all these boys.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like being the sister?
It has its ups and downs.
I could see why you'd want to be a lawyer, you know, having this, all these boys. What are the ups of having all these big brothers?
Well, they take care of me. Like, when I'm like in trouble or something bothering me, I know if they're there, they'll help me.
That's good. What are the downs?
Oh, they bother me.
You know what? I have two big brothers, and they bother me, too. Although, when I was little, I would think they bothered me, but they also took care of me. But
sometimes
I wished I was an only child.
So does her older brother.
So, Eddie, is there anything else you'd like to say? We're so happy to be able to have you here today. And, you know, we've recorded, I think about 60 pieces of audio. Some are Gabby's, and they're all at summerdreamers.org, and that's just in the first 5 days. There's probably, we've got another 4 weeks to go. We're really excited, but anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to say that I am so proud of how this city and this community and all of the communities within the city have come together to be so supportive of Summer Dreamers. I mean, without programs like the Saturday Light Brigade and all of our other partners, we would not be able to offer a camp experience to all of our students. And the goal is really just to make sure that all kids are able to have access to to the fun and exciting and engaging educational experiences that every kid needs to have access to be successful. And I'm just really, really excited about that. I would, if you don't mind, Larry, like to ask Mom real quick, just because I am a huge supporter of the Promise. I'd like to ask, how much do you think you would be struggling, or how much more do you think you'd be struggling without the Promise?
Oh, I probably would have quite a struggle. Clifton's tuition was terribly high, but the Promise did step in, and they helped where I had to pay little or nothing. So it has definitely been a blessing to me and my family.
Such a blessing, absolutely. And you know, Larry, I want to point out that Summer Dreamers is part of it's just one stop on the pathway mm-hmm. to becoming college ready and using that Promise. And we know that students have so many more choices available to them when they graduate college ready. And that's whether they choose to go to a four-year university or a community college or a technical school. We know that giving them those choices is really what it's all about. And if every student in Pittsburgh Public Schools has the choice to do what they want after high school, then we've reached our goal.
Yeah, and you can be as versatile as ever, and that's what I always tell people. Here I am sitting, I have a degree in chemical engineering, Gabby. What am I doing behind the microphone talking right now? But, you know, good high school and college good educations, period, teach you how to think and how to do stuff. And once you know how to think and do stuff, you can pretty much do just about anything. And I'm glad, Eddie, that you mentioned the pathway to the Promise, because just about everything in Pittsburgh Public Schools is infused with that pathway as you get older. We teach probably 100 after-school workshops every year at SLB, and we always think about the principles of the promise as we teach them and encourage kids in Pittsburgh Public. We even use some of those principles in other school districts that aren't lucky enough to have the promise. But it's a good thing. You dream big, and you can achieve whatever you want to, which is an exciting thing. But Eddie, thank you so much. It's like having you right here, and I hope you get a day of rest tomorrow because Monday it's all going to start up again.
All starts over again. Yes, sir. I really appreciate it, Larry, and thank you, Gabby, and thank you to Gabby's mom. We really appreciate everything that you do because we know that obviously without dedicated parents of Pittsburgh and dedicated students, we wouldn't have a program. So we really appreciate you being here, and again, thank you, Larry. Thank you for letting me come on.
Thank you, Eddie. That's Eddie Wilson, who is the person in charge of the whole Summer Dreamers Academy. Gabby, it's really fun to have you down here, and you would be a great lawyer. I could see you as a lawyer, and I could because you really I have a feeling lawyers need to be persuasive. You know, they need to be able to explain why it is they want a certain something, and I get a feeling that you can do that.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to say or talk about?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for coming. And let me ask Gabby's mom, anything else you'd like to mention?
Oh, no, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. As you say, Gabby is very persuasive. She's a really smart young lady, so I'm really glad she had an opportunity to take part in this and to also be a part of the Summer Dreamers program.
You bet, and you can come back any Saturday, and we'll see you I know we're 3 days next week. I'm not sure what. Do you know what 3 days for radio next week? I should know. Is it Monday, Tuesday? Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we'll see you Monday here at the Children's Museum. Nice to have both of you here today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Take care.
Guitar boogie makes me not moist, just word blue. Pack up and leave. Home looks so lonesome. Don't your home look lonesome when you bid back up and leave? Home looks so lonesome when you bid back up and leave. Home look lonesome. Home looks so lonesome when you bid back up and leave. Don't the sun look lonesome shining down through the trees? Don't the sun look lonesome? Sun looks so lonesome shining down through the trees. Oh, tell me, baby, what's the matter now? I wanna know. Oh, Lordy, baby, tell me what's the matter now? Quit you, daddy, anyhow. You gon' quit you. You gon' quit your daddy, anyhow. Baby, that's alright. That's alright for you. Baby, that's alright. Baby, that's alright, honey. That's alright for you. Well, you know I love you in a way you do. You know I love you. You know I love you any old way you do. tell her what's the matter, baby. Went away last night and stayed out all night long. Honey, that's all right. That's all right with you. Baby, that's all right. I love you, baby, any old way you do. But the sun gone down, ain't this a lonesome place? Sun gone down, sun gone down, ain't this a lonesome place? I feel so lonely, can't see my baby's face. So lonesome here, can't see my baby's face. Put me down, please. You are the sweetest girl in town. Don't your home look lonesome when your baby back up and leave? Home looks so lonesome. So long to when you baby pack up and leave.
That's Mississippi, John Hurt from 1963. And Gabby, what a great guest Gabby and her mom were. That's the first time I had the pleasure of meeting Gabby, and so wonderful to have them joining us on today's Saturday Light Brigade. I wanted to share just a few of the recordings made by some of Gabby's peers in Summer Dreamers Camp this week. And these are kids just talking a little bit about accomplishments, and here they are.
Hi, my name is Aneem. I'm 13 years old, and I'm going to Allegheny. This is the time my brother won an award. My brother won an award for $70,000 for going to school for 4 years to be a minister.
I'm 13 years old. I live in Brighton and I go to Allegheny. My biggest achievement was when I passed the sixth grade. I was horrible. Towards the end of the year, I got my act together and I passed.
Hello, my name is Shatara Bryant. I'm 11 years old and I go to Northview and I live on Northside. This is my achievement. I made honor roll 4 times in a row, and my teacher gave me a surprise, and I'm happy I had honor roll 4 times, and I got advanced in reading and proficient in math. Bye.
Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm 13 years old. I'll go to Allegheny. I'm in the time when I did an achievement. A time when I did an achievement is when I wasn't in track. I was in fifth place in the whole city, although the other kids was fast. I got a reward, and my family was happy.
My name is Breonna Coleman. I live on Northside. These are some achievements that I have achieved. Some achievements that I have achieved was compete in each season of basketball, softball, and soccer in sixth grade. Another achievement that I have achieved was my previous report card from a report card to now. Those are two achievements that I have achieved.
My name is Melvin McCray. I go to Manchester Elementary. I'm 12 years old. The first time I achieved my goal was when I made my own song, and it was cool. And everybody liked it. And I want you to hear it. Last night I almost died. I got sugar in the sack, man. It lost my pride. Ooh, you should have seen my eyes. Same place my daddy died, room 535.
And those are all very original and recorded by the kids themselves. And it's important to us to share those with you. And I hope you enjoyed them. The Saturday Light Brigade has always been about celebrating authentically the people and places around us. And I think we're about to do that again right now coming up. We'll have more from Summer Dreamers Academy week in and week out. And Ricky, is this a call to go on the air? Okay, I thought maybe we had an on-air call, or I wasn't sure. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Oh, I see. I've got the information here. Lee Robinson is going to tell us about Jazz Camp, which is in Mount Lebanon, running Monday through Friday, July 25th. Through July 29th. He's driving and has to pull over. He's going to call us in just a moment and let us know about Jazz Camp. And then you are going to hear from the cast from South Park Theaters, South Park Children's Theaters, upcoming production of Pinocchio. They're here to perform for you as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. The sun is up, and we are glad you are. The high today is going to be roughly 87 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees. No chance of rain until tomorrow, and then only 20%. Sunset tonight is 8:49 with an overnight low of 66. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees. Currently, it's 77 in Grove City, 73 in Indiana, 70 in Washington, 72 in New Concord, Ohio, 70 in Clarion, and 73 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Lee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing just swell. Thank you for your patience. It's exciting to know that Jazz Camp is starting up. Just about a week away now, and this is for students ages 10 to 19, right?
And right. Basically, we're concentrating on high school and middle school kids, but yeah.
And I should point out, this is performance jazz camp, which is a little different because kids here are going to be given a chance to learn about improv and working with other musicians and really how the world of jazz works when you're with other folks. It's not simply a chance to take lessons, and that's a pretty cool thing. You've been doing it for a number of years now.
Yeah, we've been doing it this will be our third real year.
Okay.
Maybe the theory was out there with me and you talking and discussion, but this is our third year.
Oh, I was thinking it was a little longer, but you're right. We may have been talking about it beforehand. What are some of the things that happen during jazz camp?
Well, there's lots of playing and lots of learning about jazz. The students all obviously get to play with other students that they may not know. Or students from other schools, and they also get to play with people who play actual jazz performances, and that includes me. So like I said, they get a chance to play with a lot of experience in playing with different players, and there's also some history, and there's also a lot of. Just exchange about how to practice and how to learn jazz and how to get, you know, the different possible ways of getting into improvisation.
Now, are there there must still be some openings or we wouldn't be talking, but this is really, I mean, if you're able to attend this, I mean, it's a rare experience. It's unique. You can't have a jazz camp with 100 kids. This you're probably, I suspect, What's the size? Maybe a dozen or so?
Well, yeah, because we have what we do is we divide the students into groups, and each student would be in an ensemble. So we have to have practice rooms for each ensemble. So it's not big band. It's actually ensemble playing, which means it's a trio or a duo or a quartet or a quintet situation. And then we also encourage them to write a jazz piece that we help them put together for the final concert.
Well, this is terrific. And the hours or the days are Monday through Friday, starting right. A week from this Monday, the 25th through the 29th. And it's held in Mount Lebanon. And Patty O'Donnell is the woman who can give you complete information and even reserve a space for you if you're between 10 and 19. Her number is 412-851-8482. 412-851-8482. You can also go to leerobinsonmusic.com to learn more about what's going on. That's leerobinsonmusic.com. Easy to get to. Anything else to mention, Lee?
Yeah, the camp is actually co-led by Doug Starr, who's the choir master, and a Penn State jazz class teacher. He teaches at Penn State New Canton. So we're using the St. Paul's Episcopal Church facility for our camp. And it's pretty much, you know, most of the day. It's like 9 to 3:30, I think, 9 to 3:30. And, you know, so students are encouraged to bring their lunches. And there's something about music and jazz the whole day. And like I said, there's lots of playing, so...
Sounds great. Well, Lee, thanks for taking time to talk about it. And hopefully we'll see you soon. It's been too long. And thanks once again. I'll repeat those numbers in a couple seconds in case anybody didn't have a pencil handy. And take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Larry. And have a good day.
That's Lee Robinson. And coming up, we're going to have... our South Park Children's Theater preview. The number again is 412-851-8482, 412-851-8482, or go to leerobinsonmusic.com.